Military Service and Social Security, SSA Publication Number 05-10017, February 2012. The contents of this audio publication are Introduction, Social Security and Medicare Taxes, How Your Work Qualifies You for Social Security, Extra Earnings, Your Benefits, When You Are Eligible for Medicare, You Can Work and Get Retirement Benefits, Contacting Social Security. Introduction. Earnings for active duty military service or active duty training have been covered under Social Security since 1957. Social Security has covered inactive duty service in the Armed Forces Reserve, such as weekend drills, since 1988. If you served in the military before 1957, you did not pay Social Security taxes, but we gave you a special credit for some of your service. You can get both Social Security benefits and military retirement. Generally, there is no reduction of Social Security benefits because of your military retirement benefits. You'll get your full Social Security benefits based on your earnings. Social Security and Medicare taxes. While you are in military service, you pay Social Security taxes just as civilian employees do. In 2012, the tax rate is 5.65%, up to a maximum of $110,100. If you earn more, you continue to pay the Medicare portion of the tax, 1.45%, on the rest of your earnings. How Your Work Qualifies You for Social Security. To qualify for benefits, you must have worked and paid Social Security taxes for a certain length of time. In 2012, you will receive 4 credits if you earn at least $4,520. The amount needed to get credit for your work goes up each year. The number of credits you need to qualify for Social Security benefits depends on your age and the type of benefit for which you are eligible. No one needs more than 10 years of work. Extra earnings. Your Social Security benefit depends on your earnings, averaged over your working lifetime. Generally, the higher your earnings, the higher your Social Security benefit. Under certain circumstances, special earnings can be credited to your military pay record for Social Security purposes. The extra earnings are for periods of active duty or active duty for training. These extra earnings may help you qualify for Social Security or increase the amount of your Social Security benefit. If you served in the military after 1956, you paid Social Security taxes on those earnings. Since 1988, inactive duty service in the Armed Forces Reserves, such as weekend drills, has also been covered by Social Security. Under certain circumstances, special extra earnings for period of active duty from 1957 through 2001 can also be credited to your Social Security earnings record for benefit purposes. From 1957 through 1967, we will add the extra credits to your record when you apply for Social Security benefits. From 1968 through 2001, you do not need anything to receive these extra credits. The credits were automatically added to your record. After 2001, there are no special extra earning credits for military service. The information that follows explains how you get credit for special extra earnings and applies only to active duty military service earnings from 1957 through 2001. From 1957 through 1977, you are credited with $300 in additional earnings for each calendar quarter in which you received active duty basic pay. From 1978 through 2001, for every $300 in active duty basic pay, you are credited with an additional $100 in earnings, up to a maximum of $1,200 a year. If you enlisted after September 7, 1980, and didn't complete at least 24 months of active duty or your full tour, you may not be able to receive the additional earnings. Check with Social Security for details. If you served in the military from 1940 through 1956, including attendance at a service academy, you did not pay Social Security taxes. However, your Social Security record may be credited with $160 a month in earnings for military services from September 16, 1940 through December 31, 1956 under the following circumstances. You were honorably discharged after 90 or more days of service or were released because of a disability or injury received in the line of duty, or you are still on active duty, or you are applying for survivor's benefits and the veteran died while on active duty. You cannot receive credit for these special earnings if you are already receiving a federal benefit based on the same years of service. There is one exception. If you were on active duty after 1956, you can still get the special earnings for 1951 through 1956, even if you're receiving a military retirement based on service during that period. These extra earning credits are added to your earnings record when you apply for Social Security benefits. Note, in all cases, the additional earnings are credited to the earnings that we average over your working lifetime, not directly to your monthly benefit amount. Your benefits. In addition to retirement benefits, Social Security pays survivor's benefits to your family when you die. You also can get Social Security benefits for you and your family if you become disabled. For more information about these benefits, ask us for Understanding the Benefits, publication number 05-10024. If you became disabled while on active military service on or after October 1st, 2001, visit www.socialsecurity.gov/woundedwarriors. To find out how you can receive expedited processing of your disabilities claim. When you apply for Social Security benefits, you will be asked for proof of your military service, DD Form 214, or information about your Reserve or National Guard service. When you are eligible for Medicare. If you have health care insurance from the Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, or under the TRICARE or CHAMP VA program, your health benefits may change or end when you become eligible for Medicare. You should contact the VA, the Department of Defense, or a military health benefits advisor for more information. You can work and get retirement benefits. You can retire as early as age 62, but if you do, your Social Security benefits will be reduced permanently. If you decide to apply for benefits before your full retirement age, you can work and still get some Social Security benefits. There are limits on how much you can earn without losing some or all of your retirement benefits. These limits change each year. When you apply for benefits, we will tell you what the limits are at that time and whether work will affect your monthly benefits. When you reach your full retirement age, you can earn as much as you are able and still get all of your Social Security benefits. The full retirement age is 66 for people born in 1943 through 1954, and it will gradually increase to age 67 for those born in 1960 and later. To help you decide the best time to retire, contact us for retirement benefits, publication number 05-10035. Contacting Social Security. For more information and to find copies of our publications, visit our website at www.socialsecurity.gov or call toll-free 1-800-772-1213. For the deaf or hard of hearing, call our TTY number 1-800-325-0778. We treat all calls confidentially. We can answer specific questions from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday. Generally, you'll have a shorter wait time if you call during the week after Tuesday. We can provide information by automated phone service 24 hours a day. We also want to make sure you receive accurate and courteous service. That is why we have a second Social Security representative monitor some telephone calls.